Hello, my friend, and welcome to Your Professional Hype Girl. Today, we are going to talk about a topic that has been kind of highly asked about when it comes to not only my health journey, but also how I've been able to bring amazing experiences and things that I truly desire into my life. And I thought this would be a really great topic for the podcast because I can get so much information out on an Instagram story or maybe a reel, but I feel like the podcast gives me an opportunity to really explain things just a little bit deeper, a level deeper. And I love being able to provide this value for you for free and in a space where you can listen to it on your drive or maybe if you're cleaning the kitchen or whatever. Also, I would love it if you would do me a huge favor. I don't always make this ask, but I want to know when you listen to this podcast, do me a favor and screenshot it and tell me what you are usually doing when you listen to my podcast and then tag me in it at Instagram as I am Melissa Hartman or Facebook is Melissa Hartman. I'm just very curious where my peeps are listening to me, when they're listening to me. You can even put like the time of day if you want. I'm just very curious when my listeners are checking this out. So today what I want to talk to you about is all about becoming the future version of yourself that you're truly desiring to become. And what's really great about this topic is you can literally translate it into any area of your life. So, for example, if you're somebody who really wants to work on building a better relationship with your spouse, you can implement this here. If you are trying to become a healthier version of yourself, you can implement this here. If you are trying to excel in your career, you can implement this here. Now, it's not going to be like the one-all fix-all, right? But it is going to be a really great place for you to start because once you can really start to take these actions and start to practice like acting as if, things are going to change in your life just because you are taking action. And so that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to talk to you all about how I used acting as if in order to change like just about every area of my life. Like I've literally used it personally in finance. I've used it in relationships. I have used it in creating a business. I've used it in my health journey. Like I've used it in my faith. There are so many different areas that I've used this in. And every time I put a focus on a particular area, that area continues to grow. And I'm sure you've heard this before, but where your attention goes, your energy flows, and then that just continues to grow. So let's talk about this. I shared in my Instagram stories a little bit about this today because I was a little sassy this morning. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I know I'm a nice person and I come off pretty nice, I think, on social media, but your girl has some sass to her. Like, I'm not always like the nicest person to my husband. Like I will come with a little bit of attitude. Okay. Especially in the morning, like that dude is so chipper and I'm just like, you got to calm down. Right. But I just had this like zero desire. I actually said on my stories, like a negative 10 desire to go to the gym, but I have trained myself over and over and over again because repetition is something that is going to build your belief, okay? So I want you to first off remember that. Whatever you repeat is what you will believe. So I have been in this stage of my life where I've been consistently showing up at the gym. And a funny story, I'll have to share it with you in just a moment about a friend I saw at the gym today who I had this very conversation with. But so I've been in the habit, right? I finally had created the habit of going to the gym. And so every morning during the week, I am putting my gym clothes on. So I don't even think about it. I just put the gym clothes on. I don't even have to set them out anymore. But in the beginning, that's something that I had to do. I had to set them out. I had to set my alarm earlier. I had to get used to waking up earlier. But I got into this stage of acting as if, or I said in my stories, I'm pretending to become a health, like I'm pretending to be a healthy person, meaning I am acting as if I am that healthy person. And here's the thing, like, if you've been unhealthy your whole life, you don't always know exactly what that entails, but you kind of innately do, right? You know that a healthy person isn't going to be drinking more soda or pop, if you call it pop, than they are water. You know that they're probably not going to be lounging on the couch immediately after work until they go to bed. You know that eating 3,000 calories after work is probably not going to be the most ideal thing for a healthy person. So I started to, number one, think about those things. Okay, what is it that a healthy individual does? And what do I want to start incorporating? And so I started to think about those things. Okay, well, I want to get more steps in. Okay, I can do that. All right, I want to drink more water. Okay, I can do that. And I started to kind of put those things into practice. And then, you know, along the way, you start following people on social media, or you start doing research about what healthy looks like to you, right? And then implementing those things. You know, it's funny because I think about all of the times I used to do recipes, and I still share recipes, but they're more in like a reel or a TikTok form now. So they're shorter. And I think about it, like, all I have to do is follow the recipe, right? And then I also have people who will follow the recipe that I share, right? And so that's all that I really looked at my health journey, right, with, is the eyes of, okay, all I have to do is kind of follow this recipe. So I saw that, you know, the influencers that I'd follow, they would still eat the foods that they love. They just would find better substitution. So instead of sour cream on my tacos tonight, I threw a little non-fat plain Greek yogurt on there. And guess what? It still tasted exactly like sour cream. Instead of not measuring out my cheese on my tacos, now I measure out an ounce, which is still plenty for one taco. Now, instead of, you know, having two or three tortillas, I'm having one, and then I'm having like either a taco salad along with my taco, or I'm having, you know, I love the Spanish rice. Oh gosh, that stuff is so good. So I'll do some Spanish rice with some more meat on it, or I'll do protein. They have, Quest has these like protein chips. I know I'm getting into the details here, but like the healthy version of me understands that there's these swaps, healthy swaps that are available in my life. And so I would just start acting as if I was that healthy individual. And then the craziest thing starts to happen. Eventually, you get more acquainted with a healthy individual. You slowly but surely are becoming that healthy individual. You start to make better choices throughout your days. And then one day you are going to get to the other side, and officially or technically or whatever you want to say, you are going to be that healthy individual. It's so crazy, right? And again, I can look at anywhere in my life that I've done this. I've done this in relationships. I have done this in my business, right? One of the big things that I used to write down in my like affirmation journal was I make $10,000 a month. I am a six figure earner, right? I used to write these things down, and then along with that, writing it down, saying it out loud, starting to try and act as if I was that person, came the outcome of me becoming that person, right? I started taking the action that was aligned with that. And so what you got to do, my friend, is you got to start pretending. Now, I understand this is not an overnight process. And I also want you to know that that is completely 100%, 1,000,000% okay. And here's the reason that this is even better that it's not an overnight process. It's even better that it's not an overnight process because if it were, you would have no idea what the heck to do to keep that, right? So if you want to become a six-figure earner and you didn't know the steps that you took to get there or what worked and what didn't, then my friend, you're not going to stay there, right? That's why like all the people that win the lottery, like they're even more broke after the fact than they were when they first started. Same thing on your health journey. If you woke up tomorrow morning and you had lost 100 pounds or whatever amount of poundage you'd like to lose, but you didn't know the steps that it took to get there, well, then the next day you're going to go about eating some chocolate cake or, you know, getting back on the couch or whatever it might be. You're not going to know what it takes to stay in that spot. And so that's why it's so important for you to understand that this is going to take time, to understand that this is going to take commitment. And lastly, it's so important to understand that this is a faith thing. Like holding the faith throughout the process is so important because you know that the more you continue to work at something, it is eventually going to show up, but you have to hold the faith that it's going to be there on the other side. Because if you don't hold the faith and the confidence that it's going to be there, then you're just going to want to give up, and you eventually will give up and give in. But your life has so much potential. And so why give up? Why give in? When at the end of the day, you can say, you know what? I made myself proud. And that's what matters. So anyway, I hope this message spoke to you today. I don't know what you're doing. Are you driving in your car? Are you taking a shower with me in your ear? Well, I hope not. I think you could get electrocuted that way. but anywho, I love you. I appreciate you. And I'll look forward to chatting with you on the next episode. Until then, bye.